Right now it is time for us to bring in Ruth Epstein, who, of course, covers our area for the Republican American. You can find her stories in the paper, of course, and online, rep-am.com. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Well, we're still stuck in the coronavirus world here, and as you said, there's some news from Sharon Hospital.
Yeah, just got off the phone with Mark Herko, and the rumors that have been floating around Facebook are kind of right. The Sharon Hospital and the National Guard will be disassembling the hospital, the field hospital, but they're not sure. They think they might store it on site if that's legal by the National Guard members, or if not, they'll take it back to the National Guard. But it's just being disassembled. They'd like to keep it on site if possible, because in case they have to reassemble it rather quickly, it's right here. So we'll have to see what happens with that. But also the good news that he gave us was, for the first time in 2 months, right now in the section that's just for COVID-19, there are no COVID-19 patients. I think that one came in yesterday, but they had a period there where there was, for the first time, no COVID-19 patients in that section.
That's great. That's wonderful. You talk about keeping it or storing it. We had a story today about the doctor, Dr. James Childs, who spoke at the Scoville Library last week. He's from the Yale School of Medicine, and his warning is look forward to a bleak winter. He is talking about a resurgence. He was quite clear that this is not over yet.
It's, you know, I didn't get to the lecture. As a kid, my brother was good friends with Jamie Childs and the whole Childs family from Norfolk, and we used to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we used to go to the, and I always, whenever I hear the Childs name, I think of the time Mrs. Childs, of course, Beatrice Strait, who was was her stage name, took everybody to the movies. I was in the bathroom, and they left me at the house, and so I stayed with their housekeeper for 2.5 hours, and they all got back and said, "Oh, Marshall didn't come."
Oh my goodness! The things that stand out in your mind. I wondered if they were Norfolk Childs.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Interesting. Well, it was a very interesting talk, and as I say, but not a very happy picture.
No. So. Marie Horn is going to be nominated today.
No, Marie is going to be nominated via Zoom at 6 o'clock tonight. And we had the story again of Brian Oler, who will be, I assume, will get the nomination to oppose her in November. As you know, Brian is a local fellow from Canaan who lost to her at the last election. He had been in the post for 2 years and then lost last election. So it's a redo of 2 years ago. And we'll be watching, see what happens.
It was close then. It'll probably be close this year.
Yeah. And so there are political scenes still going on, although they're sort of shadowed. Well, and Johanna Hayes, too, will be running for
her fifth
district.
Seat,
and I don't know about Craig Miner. I have not heard yet.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him, but I would think that he would.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then we've got budgets, and more budgets. That's about all the meetings that are going on.
There's a few, like, zoning meetings and stuff like that. But here's what I – you know, we list the meetings and we talk about the meetings. And what I say to everybody, what you really have to do is go to your town websites,
mm-hmm.
because that's where you'll get the correct information, where you can just click on the link to go to the meeting.
Right.
Instead of trying to listen to us talk about the meeting or seeing it in a newspaper and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Every town website, when there's a meeting, they have a Zoom link.
They list the agenda. It's usually under agendas for meetings. And I believe tonight is planning and zoning in Canaan. I think, and somebody mentioned they may be meeting in person.
What I have for tonight, I don't have that. I do have Zoning Board of Appeals in Cornwall for tonight, but it's very easy for me to miss something. Very, very, very easy.
Yeah, well, I believe that's tonight. And as we said, Maria Horn's convention. We also have... No, that's next week.
Yeah, Region 1 Board of Education has a small meeting, communications subcommittee meeting. They're talking about the four different This is amazing. They've got four different groups that they're
looking at. Marketing groups, yeah.
Marketing groups.
Yeah. But ABC is meeting on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that's ongoing. They have been talking about a contract for interim superintendent Lisa Carter. As we know, Pam Vogel is leaving in June. Lisa, the assistant, will be taking over for her on an interim basis. And now they set up a search committee to find an assistant, an interim assistant superintendent. Yeah. There was a little bit of a pushback from Pat McCara, who's head of the Region 1 board at the meeting. David Valson said, oh, ABC and a few members of Region 1 should serve. And Pat said, no, every member of Region 1 will serve. So that's going to be, it's 11 people, but it's actually 13 votes because two people are on both committees. So it's going to be an interesting year. Here we go again with interims and whatnot, but we'll be following it. And I have been through that road, down that road before.
My ear to the ground, supposedly a mathematics department head at Housatonic is interested in that assistant superintendent's position.
That's what we've heard, yes. We have heard that.
Yes.
So, we listened to a lovely talk yesterday. I guess it was Saturday, from the Cornwall Library on a noted garden writer, Jane Garmey, who lives in New York and Cornwall. And it was just a breath of fresh air. She quoted from a lot of gardening writers. And it was just nice not to talk corona and not to talk budgets. So the libraries are getting very creative in the people they're getting to speak. And all, of course, on Zoom, but people do have the opportunity to listen to it. And next Saturday, there'll be a talk about the steeples of Litchfield County by the Sharon Historical Society, also on Zoom.
And so. We're working with the Sharon Historical Society. Ed Kirby gave an oral history talk with the Sharon Historical Society.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded it, and that will be put up on our podcast page and played on air.
Oh, good.
So we're starting to work more closely with the Hotchkiss Library and Sharon and taking some of these things that people might not get on Zoom and can't go to the library.
Oh, that's great.
We'll put them up on our on-demand page and also put them on the air for people to hear.
Because I've missed a couple of meetings and was hoping they would record them. So that would be wonderful to have that opportunity. Good.
All right. Well,
okay.
I want you to stay healthy, Ruth.
Yeah, well, you too, Marshall. That's the key to all this. But the weather is nice. Get out and go in your garden if you have such a thing, or just sit out on the front porch. And at least we can get out of the house a little bit better.
And soak it in. You're right.
Yes.
All right.
We'll be on the trail.
We'll speak to you next week, Ruth.
Take care, Marshall.
Safe. Take care.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.